Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, thank you for joining me today. And I'm wondering, do you feel you're special to someone? I hope so. But your answer may be, I used to feel special to someone, but now I don't. I'm older and lonely and discouraged. Well, I'm going to talk about how special you are to God. And even though you may not be aware of it, you are special to people in your world. And I also want to talk about some of the reasons why God says you're special and that he loves you. So will you take a few minutes and really listen to this program? This is something you need to know deep down in your heart so you can overcome those defeating thoughts that rumble around in your head. Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that you are unique and an individual work of creation by God, the creator of the universe. If you don't believe me, well, King David wrote in Psalm 139:14, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows well." Now, King David was short, and we all know it's better if a king is tall and can look over people. But David praised God for the way he was made, even short as he was. Well, in the New Testament, Paul writes in Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Another translation says we are God's masterpiece. Well, when I think of a masterpiece, I think of the joy that I had many years ago when I went to the museum in Paris and saw the Mona Lisa, as well as the other marvelous paintings hanging there. They're all called a masterpiece by the artist. Well, when God looks at you, he sees his masterpiece. Perhaps you don't see the beauty that others see in you. Even your smile or small acts of kindness or listening ear for a hurting friend. All part of the beauty that others see in your life. The beauty that God created in you. Yes, you, my friend, are a unique person that God has created. And as you begin to realize how special you are to God, you can spread your joy and love and peace to people in your world. After all, you are God's masterpiece. Well, this praise and worship group, they sing a song that talks about God making something beautiful of your life. Here it is, Something Beautiful.
Broken. of my love.
Oh, yes, He will make something beautiful of your life. That's God's promise to you. Well, on this program, I'm talking about how special you are and how beautiful you are in God's sight. When we don't have anyone to tell us once in a while that we're special, we tend to not think we are important to anyone, even to God. Perhaps you feel quite ordinary. You run through events of each ordinary day, doing ordinary things in your ordinary manner, helping others. But perhaps you don't stop to think that those ordinary things you do are because of the special talents that God put in you before you were born. No, you're not at all ordinary. You have unique gifts and talents to give to others in your world. You are the extraordinary and wondrous work of the Master Painter, the Creator of heaven and earth. I know, for instance, that you're different from everyone in your family. You have a special personality that God took time to put in you before you were born. Oh, sometimes due to circumstances, our personality becomes distorted and perhaps we become angry or hurtful. But God loves us and will help us become healed in our emotions too, if we ask Him. And not only do you have your very own fingerprints that are like no one else's, but now scientists have discovered that the tone, the pitch, the accent of your voice is unlike anyone else either. You know, if God makes every snowflake different, you can be sure He's given you distinctive qualities and talents and attributes that are unique to you. You certainly are more important to God than a snowflake. Oh, yes, God loves every little detail about you. And there is no one in the world just like you, because God loves you and He continues to work in your life. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns." Well, the praise and worship singers have a song based on that scripture. Here it is. "He who began a good work in you."
He who began a good work in you. He who began a good work in you.
God began in you will continue. It's a blessing. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And today I'm talking about what a memorable and unique person you are. How do I know that? Because God said so. Well, maybe you don't believe me. As I have done in the past, you may have a lot of self-talk that's negative. And at the beginning of this program, when I first started talking about you being wonderful and unique, you may have argued with me in your head. After all, you know the mistakes you've made. You know the mess you've made of certain situations. And you know the anger and self-doubt you've felt at times. And you may be someone who have had people in your past, or even currently, say negative things to you, reminding you that you're like the scum on the top of a stagnant pond. No. That's not true about you. Here's what David wrote in Psalm 139, 13 and 14 about you. He wrote it about himself, but it includes us. It says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Well, that's true for us too. And remember, David was a sinner just like us. Oh yes, God took time to knit you together in your mother's womb. I read years ago that you are the composite of over 200,000 possibilities. 200,000 possibilities that make up the wonderful you. The exact shape of your ears, your nose, your unique hairline, even the exact size and shape of your kidney is unique to you. Yes, God knows you, and His greatest gift is to allow you to know Him. Yes, my friend, God desires for you to know Him. And in verse 17 and 18, David continues, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up, you are still with me." Oh yes, if you weren't special to God, He wouldn't bother thinking about you more than the grains of sand. And then we read in the New Testament that Jesus prays for us. It's amazing to comprehend, but yes, Jesus prays for you because He loves you. Well, now I want to play for you a song that's become one of my very favorite songs. Why? Because it says, "Jesus loves you." Now here are Jeff and Sherry Easter.
When you feel forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can and there's still so much more to do, it's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of His hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. When the funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, and you're about as broken as can be. When the sun ain't shining, the nights are just too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are, and God just seemed so far, and I needed to be reminded too. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, He loves you.
And He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved.
When we really believe that Jesus loves us, we will never be the same. You know, some time ago, I came across an interesting group of scriptures. It's in Exodus 28. It says there that Aaron was called to be the priest. But what I found most interesting was that his priestly garments were so unique, it took special people to make them. This is what Exodus 28:3 says. This is God speaking. Instruct all the skilled craftsmen whom I, God, have filled with the spirit of wisdom. Have them make garments for Aaron that will distinguish him as a priest set apart for my service. Did you notice what it said? God called the skilled craftsmen, or as we would call them, people who design and sew clothing. And then it says that God filled those same people with wisdom so they would know how to make the unique garments for the priests. You know, all through the Bible, we see people with skills that God uses. Carpenters and bricklayers for building the temples. Even a lady named Dorcas in the New Testament. She was called a disciple of Jesus, and all that she was known for was that she sewed clothing for the widows and orphans. Yes, God felt because she used what skills she had to help others, she was to be listed in the New Testament. Oh, others may not have thought she was very important, but God did. Well, as I've traveled to different cities where Psalms of Hope is heard, I've met some of you listeners who are also using your talents for the Lord. There's Larry in Las Vegas. He rides his bicycle miles to teach at a retirement home. Shelley in Omaha goes to the library each Saturday to read to the children. Connie in LA helps organize meals for the homeless. Brad in Spokane, he's had a difficult life, but Jesus came into his heart, and now he's using his technical knowledge of sound systems to help various Christian ministries. Zelda in Denver has a nurturing spirit and teaches a Bible study, helping women to grow in the Lord. And Randy, my husband, who is an attorney and professional musician, uses his computer skills to produce this program. And numerous listeners use their gift of encouragement to write to me, and oh, what a blessing that is. Each one of us has talents and skills the Lord loves to have us use to help others. So look around in your world and you will see people that need you. Well, now here's a song by the Booth Brothers. It's called In His Time.
There's a storm on the present, and everywhere I turn, it seems as if I've tried that way before. Looking for the answers to come to me right now, to pick me up and set me on higher ground. In His time, He will make everything right. In His time, He'll show me His way. In His time, He will deliver me. Storm, He will be glorified in His time. How long, oh Lord, how long, oh Lord, will I have to cry? I know You long to wipe away the tears from my eyes. Though I may not understand Your purpose and Your plan, I know Your grace will carry me through. You always do. In His time, He will make everything alive. In His time, He'll show.
There's so many verses in the Bible about how much God loves you and how special and cared for you are. You know, one verse that comes to my mind is from Romans 5:5. It says, God has poured out His love into our hearts. So if you're lonely and hurting and don't feel special to anyone, may I recommend you visit some churches in your area that are teaching about the Bible? And there you'll hear again about how much God loves you. But since this program goes around the world, it may be hard to find a church. But you can pray and ask the Lord to lead you to another believer so you can study the Bible and encourage one another. You know, in Bible times, they too struggled. But the Apostle Paul wrote in Hebrews 10:23-25 and reminded us to encourage each other. It says, let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. And let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect are meeting together, as some people do, but let's encourage one another. Oh yes, maybe one of your gifts that God put in you is to be an encourager, a friend who listens and believes in others to motivate them to acts of love and good works, as Paul said. And I hope that I too am one of those people who encourages you and reminds you how special you are to people in your world as well as to God. And to remind you often that God loves you. Well, have you stopped to think about what gifts and resources God has given to you? Have you taken your attributes for granted and not realized that God put those very special qualities in you so you can reach people in your world and tell them that God loves them? Well, our time together is over, and it would be wonderful to hear from you this week. And if you ask, I'll send you my 31-day devotional book, Reflections, as my gift to you. So just ask me. And if you can tuck in a gift to help keep this program on your station, that would be wonderful too. But don't forget, God created you with special gifts and talents to help people in your world. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God loves you.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.